Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. Today was really all about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we just changed the name.
Really. We really did.
101 Point on the Swift.
So enjoy the Morning Swift podcast right now. Thanks for listening. Her album, The Tortured Poets Department's out now. You can hear most of it all day long right here on The Mix. Please enjoy the Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
It's hard to look sexy. Now, Taylor Swift and the artwork for this album, I mean, it's top shelf sexy. I think that's the vibe, right? She's got the black and white. She's very flowy. A lot of sheets and stuff. She's on some sort of a bed of some sort. I don't know.
Pensive.
Mm-hmm. Pensive.
And then the second one, like she's all kind of twisty.
Twisty. Yeah. Black. Yeah. And these are all sexy words, right? Twisty. Flowy.
Sepia.
Yeah. Whatever it is. It's very hard to look sexy doing certain things. Well, what are they? From a 630, try opening a jar of pickles naked. Not sexy.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
312, clipping your toenails.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
You go in like caveman mode.
You can't look sexy doing it. 847, very clear, pooping. Yeah, I think that's hard to look sexy doing that.
Some weirdos disagree, Chris.
Did
I know.
Did you see that? What's it? Travis Barker posted a picture of her on the toilet.
Oh, I was like, where are we going?
Sorry, yeah.
I couldn't. I happened to see this yesterday. No, he posted, what's her, Kardashian, whatever.
Courtney. Yeah, Kourtney. No, his girlfriend. Oh, Courtney. Yeah, Courtney, right?
The wife. Yeah.
They're married?
Yeah, they're married.
Yeah.
They have a baby?
Yeah.
And he posted a picture of her on the toilet. And she's like, you can see she's like pants down on the toilet looking up at the camera. And I'm like, she had to approve this.
But I gotta get the likes, man. You gotta get the likes, whatever it is. Whatever little black hole in her body that fills.
She looked a little sexy. It was weird.
I'm sure she did. She's my favorite of them.
All right, maybe we'll change our answer then. Maybe it can look a little sexy now that we know about that.
Tough to look sexy cleaning up cat vomit, says the 630. Tough to look sexy blowing your nose, 765. Yeah.
That's true.
I get that one. Yeah. Picking up a doggy poop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tough. Going to Walmart, 815. Oh, what's wrong with Walmart? You can look sexy in there. Get that blue vest on. Nothing else. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Brushing your teeth. Hard to look sexy brushing your teeth, 708.
Ooh. There's like spitting. Yeah,
it's all
drooling.
That, right?
Yeah.
Puking. Yeah, that one's in there. It's tough to look sexy when you're puking. Eating French fries. You can't look sexy doing that. I don't know. I feel like you could work that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my one friend eats French fries with a fork, and she's so delicate. Like, she, you know, she's dipping with the fork. I'm like, okay, just
photos?
Eat the French fries.
That's hot. My dad eats everything with a knife and fork. Not sexy. Mm-hmm. You get handed man a burger. He's like, hang on. Like, what are we doing? Can't look sexy taking a dump in an alley. Fair point. Yeah. Thank you, 708. If you're not very athletic and you're attempting to play sports, not sexy, 630. Trimming your nose hair, 847. Can't look sexy.
True.
That's true. You don't look sexy when you're yawning, 219. And finally, a 708. It is so hard to look sexy if you're embalming a body, 708. That's fair. I mean, you know, you've never sexy undertakers. They're tough to find.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
So embarrassed to reveal the things that you learned late in life. I got to tell you, I can't keep up. A lot of texts coming in wanting me to text them the joke Whip made. So I'm trying. I got it. It's coming. It's coming your way.
It wasn't really a joke per se.
I know. So it's just a
quote.
The line. Yeah. I don't know what to. I'm trying to copy and paste a lot here as your calls
are coming
in.
Send them the video from the movie if you want.
No. Okay. They need to see you say it. And I just need everyone to understand that it was said in my ear at 5:10 a.m., which is a totally different vibe.
And we weren't even here.
Well, no, it was so weird. I was like, how did you get in here? How are you between my wife and I? I don't understand. And she's not complaining. What's going on?
Hi,
Susan. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You almost sound like you don't want to reveal what you learned embarrassingly late in life.
No, I really don't, but I will.
What was it?
What a sandbar was.
Now, did you think it was like a delectable treat or something? What?
I actually thought there was a bar in the middle of water where the sand is, and you would go get a drink.
It's a good idea for a bar.
I love it. It'd be something nice at like a resort.
Yeah.
But really what it is, a sandbar is arguably just like a large mass of sand in the water where the depth of the water changes. And maybe you could swim out to the sandbar and spend some time out there.
And get a drink.
Get a drink.
She's been on that boat for days looking for this bar. Oh.
Somebody's got to name their mid-water bar the Sandbar.
There's got to be.
Susan, if you haven't seen what's the fight, Roadhouse, they've been making great use of a sandbar. You can actually see it in the movie.
Yeah.
It's great. And they
get out there
might
all,
have drinks there.
They do, in fact. Hi, Laura. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is news we can use. You learned a little something about a great breakfast food. What was it?
That you're supposed to break open English muffins with a fork, not cut them with a knife.
So you take the fork and you kind of go around the outside edge, and then it slowly pops open. Is that right?
Yes, and it keeps the muffin from kind of breaking apart. You don't get as many crumbs.
Mm-hmm. And it'd be like more fluffy.
I hate to brag. I'm a bit of an expert on the English muffin. And so sometimes when you do go with the knife, you end up cutting the thing in half by mistake. Then you've got like half the outside and half the inside.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. But they're actually, they say fork split right there on the package. So that like indicates the way you're supposed to do it, right?
I guess it does now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Right,
I've
right.
also seen video where people take an English muffin. You take it between both hands and then just slowly work each hand in opposite directions very lightly, and it slowly breaks itself apart in half nicely.
That seems like a lot of crumbs. No?
A lot of crumbs, yeah. But that's what you know what you're in for with an English muffin.
Yeah, you just lick the counter, you're good.
Just be careful of getting mouse droppings. You never know what's on that
expert
counter.
Expert over here.
Yeah, I didn't know you were an expert on English muffins, but I believe you.
I don't get to talk about this that often.
How often do you try a crumpet? You do a crumpet from time to time? You ever do a crumpet?
I'm not sure not if I've even had a crumpet.
Crumpet.
I'm too busy
with
the English muffins.
You got to get the crumpet. It's as if the English muffin didn't get a hat. That's what the crumpet feels
like. Okay, all right. Now, maybe this weekend.
And it's got all these little morsels that suck up all the butter.
Nooks,
you know what I mean?
Crannies,
it's
morsels,
just like, it's like craters on the moon. You just want to fill them with butter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Let's find out if you are smarter than a fifth grader. Please welcome to the show, Anna.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning, Anna. How are you today?
Good. What about yourself?
Not so bad. Now, given that you have now joined us for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, let's get to know you a little bit. Anna, what do you do for a living?
I am an administrative assistant at an orthopedic office.
Hey, look at that. Nice. Very exciting. And where do you live?
Justice.
All right, we'll put some legal questions in here. Here we go. Anna, do you believe that you are smarter than a fifth grader?
I hope so. My daughter is in fourth grade, so I hope that I can help her at least another year or two before her math gets too complicated.
You're literally living in my biggest fear. My kids are 4 and 2, and I'm like, we're about 2 years away from daddy not knowing how to answer questions. So we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a few lifelines in here. You got Nikki, you got Whip, and you got Violetta. So if you need help, you can ask them. We're going to put up 5 questions, and we'll knock them down quick. If you are here waiting to win your trip to Vegas to see the Killers, that's coming up in just a moment, so get ready now. Here we are, Anna. Question number one. If a backyard is 50 feet long and 20 feet wide, how many square feet is that backyard?
250.
250 is your answer?
Yeah.
Oh, no. 50 times 20, 1,000.
Oh.
That's all right. We're on our way. I tell you, fifth grade, they know a lot more than we know.
Math is hard.
Math is hard. Oh, boy.
All right, let's ease it up. Here we go. These are 113 different Are You Smarter Than Fifth Grader questions. We're just cherry picking 5. Question number 2. In what month do Americans go trick or treating?
What month?
Oh,
October.
Hey!
Yes. Nice job. Nice.
Nicely done.
That's scary.
Nicey nice.
All right, we got one in there. Here we go. Question number 3. What is the hardest mineral?
Ooh,
Can I use one of my lifelines?
Absolutely. Who would you like to speak with?
Whip.
Okay, Whip, what is the hardest mineral? You want to help Anna out?
Yeah, could I just tell her the answer that I know because Nikki got it right the other day when we played this amongst ourselves?
Your choice?
It's a diamond.
Anna, going with diamond, final answer?
Yeah.
Let's go!
Yeah!
All right, you got two right. Congratulations. Here we go. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. If you're a fan of Friends, this will help you, but here we go. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? What does a paleontologist study?
Fossils.
Hey! That's right, fossil watches. Good job. And your final question. Okay, here we go. We asked this one the other day as well. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Oh, my God. I want to say... I'm going to use my lifeline. Can I have... Nikki, help me.
God, don't go with me. This is the one I got. I only got by default, and I don't remember
what you got right.
Hold on.
Who painted that Mona Lisa?
Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me. This is the final one. Whip narrowed it down to two. And Da Vinci?
You want to lock that in?
Da Vinci.
Final answer?
Yeah.
It was Leonardo Da Vinci. Let's go. 4 out of 5.
Woo! Hey. Awesome.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
The Morning Mix, there it is. That's Fortnite. Taylor Swift with Post Malone off her brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department.
TTPD.
TTPD, which my doctor said clears up in a week.
It does. And are you guys, so you've heard the album. Are you going to watch the video? Because she posted here, 8 p.m. Eastern time. We're, of course, Central, so it'll be 7 for us. Music video release. My guess is it'll be for that song, because that's kind of the single. So you guys ready for that, too?
Yeah! The voices you hear in here are our Morning Mix live in studio audience who joined us to listen to the album today. So we thought what we'd do now, it's time for review. You've all heard the whole album, top to bottom, minus any songs while you're eating Giordano's pizza, right? Thank you again to Giordano's for the pizzas today. Be sure you go try Giordano's pizza every Tuesday, 50% off, dine-in only through May 28th, as they are celebrating their 50th anniversary. I'll go through each song, and then just round of applause, cheer as loud or as soft as you'd like. I know everybody in here is holding up their notes. They took feverish notes on the back of Giordano's napkins. And so here we go. How did we feel about the song we just heard, Fortnite, featuring Post Malone? Woo! Okay. In the biz, they call it the lead single. The video out later today. If you watch it on, not that I'm recommending you do it, but on Spotify, they show a little bit of video clips in the background of them. They're like in black and white writing and stuff.
Looks so, very tortured.
Yeah, watch out. Song number two, The Tortured Poets Department.
Did we like that one? That was okay. It was like a golf applause.
Things about the Chelsea Hotel in it. I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that one has Patti Smith referenced, yes, right? And yeah. Chuck Puth in that one, too? Charlie Puth. Yeah. I think that's the one where she says he should be a bigger artist, right? Do we agree Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist than he is? Okay.
Now, who knew who Charlie Puth was before Taylor Swift sang about him?
Yeah. Okay,
we have some hands up.
For those of you watching at home, hands were raised. Song number three on the album. Now, we only listened to the first part of the album because then at 1 a.m. she released the second part. But my boy only breaks his favorite toys.
Yeah. I like that one.
It's got a big hot score on this website, so I don't know. All right. I know where Addison stands on this one. If you were with us about an hour and a half ago, Addison said this was her favorite song. Down Bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Addison. Yes.
And as Whip mentioned, it sounds like a command for a dog.
Yeah.
That's a song to a dog.
That's right. So Long, London. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, Taylor.
You can keep that one, huh?
That's fine.
Albums are meant to have album cuts, so it's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, keep it for the music department.
One that doesn't get played on the radio necessarily.
Yeah, well, we've played half of them, so it's hard to say. I've said this before, but Daddy, I love him. Good joke, right? Yeah, thank you. I don't know which one they were fun for. All right, this one was about Whip. Fresh out the slammer. Yeah, we like that one. Okay. And now the next song with a feature, Florida, with Florence in the Machine.
Yeah, we have some.
Margaret liked that one. Gearing up to run a marathon in Delaware. You're going to be pumping Florida the whole time. Okay, watch out. It's written as Florida with three exclamation points. So if it becomes a hit, we every time, all right, now coming up next on the mix, Florida!
Yeah. So. And she's running in Delaware, so it's going to be like Delaware, Florida. You got a lot of geography happening there.
Delaware, they say, is the Florida of the East Coast, which is weird because Florida's there too. Okay. Where do we leave off? Guilty as sin.
Woo!
I read it wrong because there's a question mark. Guilty as sin? Okay, we felt so about that one. All right.
I love that one.
You loved that one? Who said I love that one? You did?
Okay. They just weren't sure about your joke.
Like you can like it or you can love it. It's up to you.
We got to clap. Yes, but we're good.
We're doing okay, great. I don't actually know where it cuts off on the album you heard because this is just every single song. So, Nikki, stop me if we've already heard this one. Who's afraid of little old me? That's a Nikki applause. Nazario, not a fan. Can you get here? Get right on this one. Get right on this microphone, Nazario. Nazario is a father. He won our daddy-daughter tickets. And you're Maya, yes? Yeah? Nazario, you did not like Guilty as Sin.
Actually, I probably was eating some pizza while...
Yeah, okay. Or Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? Same, maybe arguably the same song. Okay.
That one's kind of not memorable.
Now, Nazario, are you married?
Yes.
What's your wife's name?
Lori.
Has Lori ever said, I can fix him? No, really, I can?
Probably.
Okay, how do we feel about that song? Do we like that song? We were so on that one.
Yeah.
And then, is this LOML?
Yes. So we were, again, the track listing was released, and when it came out, I'm like, do we say LOML?
It's gotta be.
We have an expert. We have an expert who knows what it means.
It stands for love of my life.
We can't hear
you
louder.
Say it really loud right in there.
It stands for love of my life.
Love of my life. And that's about Drake?
Who knows?
And we don't know.
Yeah, she's calling it LOML.
LOML. How did we feel about LOML? So.
Stephanie
literally
totally
mouthed
remember,
to me. She mouthed. I felt so about it. Okay. Stephanie, not a fan. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. We played that one here. How did we feel about that one?
That's a good one.
The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. Yes.
I haven't heard that one yet.
That one sounds good. And now this one they say is about Travis Kelce. She referenced touchdowns and so forth. The Alchemy.
Yes.
That was your favorite? Get right in here, Kevin. Come on in. Kevin, deep cut. You liked it? Okay, good rhythm. Are you Swiftie yourself? Okay. How do you feel about Travis Kelce? There you go. Get him on the Bears.
Best answer ever.
Clara Bow? Did we have Clara Bow? Was that on this cut?
No, I think that's the end of it.
So that's the end. So the Alchemy is the end of the original. Well, there you have it, folks. They're all there. They're all waiting for you. Taylor's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, released at 11 p.m. The second half, because she put out a double album, came out at 1 a.m. Thank you all so much for being here. Thank you, guys.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
We are starting off with a local trending story. So the Kennedy Expressway sign that you see in near Diversey is annoying a lot of people out there because of its poor grammar. The sign overhead says, left lane drivers, if not passing, you're failing, but it's the wrong you're.
Can I comment on this real quick?
Yes, sir. You may.
Noticed it on my way in, made a mental note, go on the air and mock somebody. Forgot, but on the way home yesterday, the opposite direction, it was correct.
Oh, it was.
And I didn't know if that meant they only had the one direction correct and the other was wrong, or if they fixed them all.
So inbound.
There you go.
So inbound trip, I believe, is still the wrong you're, but I guess maybe they corrected outbound going.
The inbound trip was where I saw it incorrect, and I didn't notice this morning. The outbound side was okay, at least yesterday.
Or is it two different departments?
It might be.
It's like one guy knows the right you're and the other one's like, what?
He's like left and right Twix.
And he knows the other guy messed up, but he's not telling him.
I don't get paid for that, Nikki.
Right. It looks good. Yeah. It's fine, John. Just leave it.
This is Illinois. A bunch of connected people are like, this is one job for every single sign. We need a different connected person in that job.
100%. That's how you make tension.
Exactly.
Right now, we're moving on to the next story. That's annoying, right? The poor grammar, terrible. Another really annoying thing at work is when people reply all to emails with completely unnecessary response. There's some trending audio of a woman letting her team have it.
I just saw that somebody replied all to an email and all they said was thank you. And that just sends me into a fury. So I'm going to leave for the day. I cannot continue to read these thank you emails when just thank the sender. Please don't clog up my inbox.
Yeah.
kind of makes me feel ill. I'm going to head home and get some rest, and then I'll be back for start date tomorrow. So that's for sure a thing.
You can just reply to that person.
No, then everybody else doesn't know that you're on the case. You know what I mean? That you're on it. You're paying attention. You're working.
You're right. What are you in it for?
I'm doing this. I'm calling in reply all. All day.
And it's a Zoom call, so like the rest of her coworkers are slowly like starting to hear what she's saying, and they're like, oh my, like clapping for her and thinking it's amazing. So try that one at work. See if it passes. Next up and lastly, Crazy Rich Asians heading to Broadway. So we're still waiting for the sequel. The original movie came out in 2018, and pretty much ever since, we've been waiting for Crazy Rich Asians 2. Director John Chu says that it's going to be a musical. In the meantime, he's bringing it to New York.
Look at that.
Yeah, so he's a part of it. All the original people, who, like the writers and directors, are all part of it. So it's going to be a cool show.
The movie's great. So
it's fantastic, yeah.
The movie is so good. It's up, it's down. It makes you cry. I want a wedding like that with the water flowing in.
The flowing water, yeah.
Oh, and that's your flash briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.